340 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 308XY, American State Trials. We did exercise that right in the examination of one witness, but knowing that we couldn't put specific instances in unless they drew it out, I didn't want even to do this man the injustice, so we suspended, and we put it before this jury, in this kind of position. You put his character in, we put up witnesses to disprove it, you could cross-examine every one of them and ask them what they knew and what they had heard and what they had seen. We had already given them enough instances, but they didn't dare. They didn't dare to do it. Mark you now, here's the law. Where character is put in issue, the direct examination must relate to the general reputation. We couldn't go further, but on cross-examination, when we put up these little girls, sweet and tender, but particular instances or statements of single individuals you could have brought into the inquiry, but you dared not do it. You tell me that the testimony of these good people living out on Washington Street, the good people connected with the Hebrew Orphans Home, Dr. Marks, Dr. Son, you tell me that they know the character of Leo M. Frank as these girls do, who have worked there but are not now under the influence of the National Pencil Company and its employees. Do you tell me that if you are accused of a crime, or I am accused of a crime, and your character, or my character, is put in issue, that if I were mean enough to do it, or if Messrs. Starnes and Campbell were corrupt enough to do it, that you could get others who would do your bidding? I tell you, in principle and common sense, it is a dastardly suggestion. You know it, and I know you know it, and you listen to your conscience, and it will tell you you know it, and you have got no doubt about it. The trouble about this business is, throughout the length and breadth of our land, there's too much shenanigans and too little honest plain dealings. Let's be fair. Let's be honest. Let's be courageous. Tell me that old Pat Campbell or John Starnes or Mr. Rosser, in whose veins, he says, there flows the same blood as flows in the attorney's veins, that they could go and get 19 or 20 of them through prejudice.